proclamation number 4748 dated the September 27th, 1949. Astrology. Destiny in the stars. Only what is relevant for the redemption of the spiritual substance, hence only what provides more or less detailed knowledge about my plan of salvation and thereby also testifies to me in my fundamental nature, should be regarded as given by my spirit. Knowledge outside this framework, which neither awakens in people the belief in my love, wisdom and omnipotence, nor promotes the individual's maturity of soul. Furthermore, knowledge which contradicts Christ's teaching such that it negates the human being's free will, which thus would leave the person at the mercy of his destiny without his own will. Finally, knowledge which believes that it can reveal a future veil to people by my wisdom, is not the working of the Spirit and therefore not in accordance with my will. Rather, it is my adversary's means to divert people from true knowledge and to mislead them. People will never be able to ascertain or calculate how an individual person's destiny unfolds itself. All such claims are on conclusions or conjectures. They could certainly be coincidentally accurate, but then never on account of calculations or influences from specific stars. Instead, a person's destiny always corresponds to my plan of eternity, which is based on the human being's free will. In the great space of creation, myriad stars are indeed visible to the people of this earth, but these stars do not exert an influence on people. 28th of the 9th, 1949, which can be understood by anyone who considers that countless stars are moving within their designated orbit, that this regularity has been recognized by my wisdom since the beginning of eternity to be good and right, that all stars support living beings for the purpose of higher development and that their destiny is also determined, but it will never be affected by other stars. The inhabitants of Earth can only physically sense atmospheric currents which appear in the proximity of certain stars, but they have no bearing on the destiny of an individual person. The conformity to law in the entire universe, the eternal order which can be seen in my creation, is certainly sufficient evidence of a guiding power. But the same order also takes place in the process of development of the beings for whom creation as a whole came into existence in the first place. The fact that these creations have a certain influence on the development of spiritual beings is correct, but only inasmuch as that they provide the latter with the opportunity for perpetual transformation and therefore gradual ascent. However, in the stage of free will, people are confronted by events the way Roman 1, in my wisdom, deemed them to be beneficial for the being. The fact that all life on earth takes place with a certain regularity causes people to come to wrong conclusions. They interpreted this regularity in line with their own ideas and concluded that they relate to the destiny of the human being. Yet these investigations do not correspond to the truth by any means and are not approved by me either. For I will always accept the human being's free will, even though I have determined his fate since eternity. Amen.